In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The second Sunday of the Great Fast, as we all know, is called the Sunday of the Temptation on the Mountain. And the Church is telling us and reminding us that every time we are about to start a spiritual work, either a fast or a prayer or a repentance or a service, usually the temptations will increase. And all of us experience this, that at the beginning of the Great Fast, we find maybe some difficulties and some challenges and things that only happen during the Great Fast. We should not be surprised with this, because as we also work and try to come closer to God, the enemy of all goodness will also try to work against us. There are certain things that we learn from the temptations, and here I'm not speaking about the temptation on the mountain, but the temptation of every one of us. What the temptations that we are exposed to are telling every one of us. The first thing that we learn from the temptations that war against us, that we fall because of our passions. We do not fall because of the temptation. Satan is just holding a fish pole. And the baits differ from a person to another person. But we fall because of something in us. This is what makes us vulnerable and subject to the fall. As Abba Zosima says, the soul has many masters as it has passions. As much as we have passions, every one of these passions might control us. This is what St. James said also. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. We are tempted when we are drawn with our own desires, our own passions. And that's why the Lord was not subject to fall, simply because the enemy has nothing in him. This is what he said in the Gospel of St. John, for the ruler of this world is coming and he has nothing in me. There is no passions in him that make him vulnerable to the fall. When I speak about passion, I am not only talking about the passion that we all think of maybe as a lustful passions. Passions actually can be the spirit of being judgmental or to tend to gossip. The spirit of holding grudge, the spirit of sorrow with no reason. All of these are passions, and each one of us has something in him or her that make him susceptible to the fall. Silence and temptations make us understand ourselves. We know whom we are truly when we are tested, when we are exposed to a challenge, and by then we know whom truly we are. And what we discover is that we are not in control of ourselves, that we are wounded with our passions. We only know this when we are tested. For some time, if we are not challenged, we might think that we already in control of our tempers and we already conquered the passion of anger. But wait until something comes and then this thing like irritate me, or then what will happen? By then I will know. Silence at the time of solitude, where people start to think of themselves, look inside, by then they will know their passions. And also temptations will let us know. What is the pattern? Where truly is my weakness? Our passions indicate not so much that we are doing something wrong, but that we are not in control. It tells there is something inside me. It's not a sin yet, but I know that when I am tested, when this specific passion is triggered, then I will fall. Passions also distort the reality of who we are and what our world is. We think of ourselves in a certain way, and we think of the world in a certain way as well. As much as we have passion, then these passions will make us to think in this world and of us in a different way. What do I mean by this? Look at the example of King Saul. King Saul had a passion of envy towards David. So the whole world for him is a threat from David. And his own, the sole enemy for Saul is just David. He is after him with whatever it cost. He abandoned all of his duties in order to chase this young man. So the whole world changed because of the passion of envy that moved his heart. Sometimes we are like this. Our world is centered on something, either a person whom we are like lusting, or maybe something that a person that we feel not comfortable with, and the whole world is that this is what I feel. And I feel myself, or I think of myself as maybe a victim, or maybe a person who is threatened, and all of these are just the imagination of my mind. It is because of the passions that I hold in my heart. Look at the Pharisees. For them, they lived in another world. For them, the Lord Christ was doing his wonders through a chief demon. Why? How they were not able to perceive him in the right way? Because they had the passion of hatred and grudge against him. Because they thought of themselves, we are going to lose our positions if this man take over. Passions distort the reality, make us to think of the unthinkable, make us to live another reality. We have our own realm. Unfortunately, we do not know this until we have the time where we look inside and until we are tempted, and then we know our weaknesses. Negative passions that move inside us should be eradicated. There should not be time where we discuss the passion, or we see how we justify it, or we flirt with this passion. All of these will lead us into a fall. Ava Biman said, when David was fighting with a lion, when he was a shepherd, he fought with a lion and he killed this lion. He seized it by the throat and killed it immediately. If we take ourselves by the throat and by the belly, with the help of God, we shall overcome the invisible lion. Here, the throat is the tongue, and the belly is the when we control our appetite. This is the only way we control our passions, when we keep silence and when we control our appetite in fasting. Negative passions should not be harbored or nourished, or we keep it to dwell or go inside and spin in our minds. The war starts here in the mind. If we are going to be successful or not also depends on how successful we are in killing this passion from the beginning. One of the church fathers, his name is Ava Isaiah. Ava Isaiah has another way of looking at passions. He says passions like anger, jealousy, and even lust are given to us with a particular and sacred purpose. So he speaks of passion as something positive. Unfortunately, we have misdirected and misused them so that they have now come to be regarded as evil. However, the original purpose of anger is for it to be used against the injustice in the world. The proper reason for envy is so that we may seek to emulate the virtues of the saints. And the natural goal of our desire is to thirst for God. However, we have bent these natural forces out of shape, and so now we are angry at our neighbor over petty reasons. We are jealous about material things and we lust after earthly things. In this way, this saint speaks of our passions as something we can channel it in the right direction. We can make use of it. If you think of yourself that your main passion is anger, maybe this anger, if you direct it inside, if you work with it in order that you will be angry at your own faults, then your passion is going to help you. It's another way of how we handle these passions when we are aware of that we direct them in the right channels. Knowing our passions also and weaknesses lead us to God for help. When we look inside and we see all of these things are working together, and we see how truly we are in big trouble if we do not control these passions, then we will call upon God for help. It was related of Amma Sarah that for 13 years, this lady was a nun. She waged warfare against the demon of fornication. She never prayed that the warfare should cease, but only said, Lord, give me strength for the fight. She looked inside and she found this passion, and the demon of fornication is tempting her. What she asked is help from God. As much as we try on our own to control our passions, as much we experience failure after failure and disappointment and frustration, and some of us even give up the whole struggle. But as much truly as we know of our weakness, our passions, as much we should be drawn to God asking for help. Our weaknesses and our passions also preserve our humility. Ava Bimin said of Ava John the dwarf that he prayed to God to take his passions away from him so that he might become free of care. He prayed, God, take from my heart all of these passions, all of these negative passions. He went and told an old man about this. He told him, I find myself in peace without an enemy, he said. The old man said to him, go, beseech God to stir up warfare so that you may regain the affliction and humility that you used to have. For it is by warfare that the soul makes progress. So he besought God, and when the warfare came, he no longer prayed that it might be taken away, but he said, Lord, give me strength for the fight. It's another way also of looking at the passions and how they help us in order to be humble. When I look inside and I see all of these passions, all of these weaknesses, the only thing I learn is I'm not better than anyone else. I have my own problems and my own issues. One of the saints said that if my enemies will leave me, my angels will leave me as well. Awareness of our passions also make us pity others and not to judge anyone. If we know of our weaknesses, it would be very difficult to look at the weaknesses of others. There was a story about a monk who used to cry every time he sees one of his fellow monks fall in sin. And one asked him, why do you cry when you see somebody else is sinning? He told him that when I see him sinning, I remember myself and my weakness. And I think that I'm not better than him. If this good person fell, what about me? And if I fall and I cannot repent, and he starts to think of what's going to happen afterward. Instead of judging his fellow monk because of his fall, he thought of himself, I am also subject to this. I am also vulnerable. I can fall into this. No one is immune. No one is bigger than sin. No one can say that I master the virtues. No one of us can say that I got rid of all of the passions moving inside my heart. If this is the case, then why we judge others? Why I think low of my brother? When I think that he is not a good person or he should not be doing this, what about my own weakness? So, my brethren, temptations, still we can learn from them something. And what they tell us that we are weak and we are wounded with passions and we are not in control. Knowing this will make us to draw closer to God, asking Him for help. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.